This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use MMA199 for $1.99 domain or transfer.
Defense Soap. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off your entire order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 203. My name is Inga Weigold.
And I am Iron Man.
Like Black Sabbath style? It's kind of scary.
Yes! This is MMA Show by Iron Man for our fans where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
Ridiculous is correct.
Sorry. Father's there you go.
Yes, happy Father's Day to all you fathers. Woo-hoo! I've had a great day with my children. Just chilling. It's been fun.
Chilling like a villain?
Oh, yes.
Is your name Matt Dillon?
No.
Okay, fair enough.
It is not.
Neither is mine.
Yes.
Oh, and computer went blank.
Props to the USA and the World Cup. Hopefully they can...
I hear they're supposed to dominate. You go...
No.
Did you say it's a Cinderella story?
Yes.
One in a million shot.
In the Black Death bracket with Germany and Portugal and Ghana.
Did we talk about, is that a disease?
No.
Why
it's
not?
It's a small country, and they have knocked the U.S. out of the World Cup before, and unfortunately they're playing Monday. In order for the U.S. to win this thing, they're going to have like the seven best games of their entire lives.
It could happen. Totally could happen.
It could, but likely not it is. So... most likely Germany or Portugal will win that bracket. We'll see. But I love the World Cup. It's exciting. I was watching it today. Switzerland came back and beat Ecuador last final minutes of the game.
Mm.
There's been some cool, like, did you see the goal by Van Persie a couple
no,
days ago?
No, I didn't watch any of this.
Like, they fucking launched the ball from midfield all the way, and he's running, and he does a header and scores. Like, it's amazing some of the shit these guys can do, you know.
They're all on a juice. Do they drug test?
No, dude, these guys, you ever see them? Their legs are this big and their upper body is skinny.
Nothing.
It's like toad from all the running. I mean, it's all cardio.
Yep.
It's bananas. But it's fun, man. I think there's two stories in that. You know, there's the whole Brazil, you know, what you see on TV, and then there's what I hear from, you know, our Brazilian friends who say, like, you know, it's pretty bad there. Like, there's a lot of rioting and all kinds of, because they're making it seem like it's such a great place when really it's, there's the World Cup area, and then it's just surrounded by poverty.
Well, wasn't it the same thing like the Olympics in Russia, where it was like you have this little nice area, but it's all shit around, even to the point where they're painting the shit buildings to make them look nice, and it's just a facade.
Detroit. It is, and, you know, I don't know. I don't know if it's good or bad. I feel like it brings good, you know, it brings people into the area, but at the same time, I get it. You know, if you live there, like if we lived in a shithole, and then there was like this grand thing happening down the block, would you be happy about that, or would you be like, well, fuck you? Like, how come we don't see?
Well, even the after effect, because what do they, spend how many hundreds of millions of dollars on a stadium that's going to get used, what, X amount of times and then
I think it's
never
like
come back?
4 weeks, 5 weeks, however
and
long.
And then that's
play.
It?
Yeah.
Who else is going to play there in the middle of this shithole, right?
I don't know.
It's kind of fucked up.
It's weird because Brazil is one of those countries, you know, from talking to, like, Comprito and Jonatas and, you know, others. It's like... they're the haves and have-nots, and there's more have-nots than haves, unfortunately. And, you know, people live in these favelas, and it's just poverty everywhere, you know. Mm. Beautiful country, you know, whatnot. And I just saw a cool video of some crazy photographer. I don't know if you saw that.
Mm-mm.
You know that Brazil statue?
Yeah.
This fucking guy, you should Google this. It's on YouTube. He walks out onto one of the hands with, like, a GoPro.
Yeah. And then
takes
a dive.
Oh, my, no.
He doesn't dive off?
He just stands there about, oh, my fucking God. And there's a lot of these videos online about, like, these crazy fools climbing these huge structures and just standing on the edge of death with no harness or anything.
Nothing.
My hands start.
Not a parachute?
Nothing. Just my hands start to sweat watching this stuff. It's crazy. You know, so. And I know you went to the Willis Tower, and that thing cracked. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, but they said it was just an undercoating.
Right.
It's totally safe.
Okay.
You
go. I'm not going on that ever.
Well, they have this thing at the Hancock now. I forgot what they call it. The tilt or the lean or something.
Lean.
Where...
the gangster lean?
Yeah.
The Hancock?
Yeah.
Well, it's a little red.
Where you lean up against the window, and then all of a sudden the window goes... and you lean out. I'm in. Fuck yeah.
I'm out.
He's in.
I'm
He's
out.
Out. That's what I think I'm no, out. They bring me back you. In.
Yes.
So.
Oh, while we're on the topic, though, this is totally derailed. But okay. Remember that slide I showed you a few weeks ago?
Which one?
The Verrucht over in St. Louis, that crazy water slide?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It opened for all of one run. Apparently,
did they kill somebody?
No, but they went down that thing, and the first time they went down and up, like somebody went and launched, they like launched off into nothingness. So that's what I was reading online.
Stop.
Like, what?
Wait.
So they shut it down to try to re-engineer something because it's too crazy, I guess. I don't know.
How do you just launch off into nothingness? So is he alive? Is he dead?
No, there's four people. Four people on the tube, and everybody was fine, but it was. It's too dangerous. They had to shut it down.
I knew this was going to happen. You can't make... These rides are not... Yeah. Well, don't they have crash test dummies to test these fucking things out?
There's probably some heavy people. You know, the Midwest, we are slightly...
We're large and in charge.
Yes.
Because the bodies aren't always beach ready, no. Which is a problem.
So that could be why. I
true.
Maybe too much weight.
Fuck. I don't know. That's so sketchy. Some of these rides are they're getting over the top.
Yes, they are.
To the point where, you know, as a child... You're like, fuck it, I'll go on anything. As you get older, the ride's not so much fun. Like, you're just doing it for your kids. Like, you really want to go on this? I'll go on it.
Yeah.
No fear. No fear.
No fear. Speaking of no fear, I know we got some contests happening.
Yeah, we got some winners. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, we had the Reebok, the Johnny Hendrix shirt contest.
Yes.
With the best finish to this sentence, Chael Sonnen is... And the winner is Mitch Spaulding II. With Chael Sonnen is still going to make more money than anyone involved in this post.
Good point.
He's a winner.
Yes.
And then just a general consensus of all the other answers. Here we go. Chael Sonnen is the man, the next UFC president, the now retired American gangster, the Biggest Loser, an ass but can back up his talk, the shit, UFC's little bitch, American wanksta, undefeated, the best shit talker in MMA history, gonna cut up promo in the middle of this sentence, and Batman.
He might be Batman.
He could be. I don't know. So
he has the persona, that's for sure.
Mitch Spaulding, just DM us your address. We'll get that t-shirt and the shirt size. We'll get that out to you. And the winner for the $100 shopping spree on Johnny's Ooh. Picks from Reebok is... Matthew Whitehurst.
Nice. You can buy one pair of socks.
Approximately one sock. And it's like polka dot, but it's from a Reebok. It's all good. You probably get a nice pair of shoes, too.
Yeah.
Depends what you want.
Yep.
So we have your email address, but DM us your address anyway in case Reebok needs that. So
correct.
It's all good. So, and while we're on the fucking contest theme here, so we announced a new contest, new sponsor.
Sure.
Headblade.
Yes.
Sponsoring a contest. Here we go.
Should I have to shave my head?
We should.
No.
Yeah, I'll do it. I don't have anything else to shave.
Okay.
But Headblade sponsoring a contest. We're going to be giving away a set of tickets to Glory 17 in Los Angeles on June 21st.
Isn't that a pay-per-view card?
Right around the corner. It could be, for all I know.
The last man standing?
Sure. Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
So... keep an eye on our Facebook. We'll be starting a contest probably when the show airs on Monday. We keep ramming at home. Inga likes to ram at home.
I wasn't sure if that was me or what, but
so
stop doing that.
It's all good. Moving right along. We hit some news.
Yes, let's do the news.
We need to make about this Invicta going on the Fight Pass.
I like it. I think it's great. Obviously, they need more programming, and you know, I think there's been some hiccups in the whole Fight Pass thing. To the point where I haven't even subscribed yet. I know you subscribe, but I think they need to get on all the Xboxes and all that shit to be able to make it, you know, more feasible for people to watch. But
like
I want more
TV.
Programming. Yeah, right.
I want more monitor.
Yeah, I want more programming, you know, and I think it opens the door for maybe other organizations putting their, you know, stuff out there, and it helps everybody involved. So I'm a big fan.
Yeah, and the other side of that, too, is that bring Cyborg one step closer to UFC.
Here he goes.
And then also Dana White said that we're also going to see other combat sports on there. He didn't go into mention what.
Like
but
boxing?
There might be boxing. There could be some Muay Thai.
Judo?
Sure. Yeah. Anything.
I love it.
And if you're already paying the fucking $10 a month and now you're going to get all this extra content, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. I love it. Moving right along. Here we go. I'm going to say two words and let you respond.
Chelsonin.
The king of all media, I want to say. Howard Stern has nothing on this man.
Yes.
He is the king of spin. I mean, seriously, here's a guy who got popped for, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
He comes out and says, well, it's because of he's being trying to be fertile for his woman to have a child. And him, and I think he's getting married or he's already married. I don't know. But apparently that's happening. He's going to have a child, which great. Congratulations. That's great.
So he's pregnant now?
No.
Oh.
No, but he was taking this stuff for hypogonadism so that he could try to.
That sounds fun. I don't know what that is, but I want it.
Well, hypo being as all science is.
Is bad?
It sounds like it should be large, but it's actually small. So
good. Then I definitely need two of those.
He can't produce testosterone naturally, so I think this stuff's supposed to kickstart his.
His heart, if you will, like, to coin a phrase, Motley Crue.
That's it. Thank you. So it was supposed to help him wean off TRT, and that was his big thing. And I feel like, I mean, I don't know. I don't care either way, but he retired. So fine. He's done now. I don't know why he was fighting anymore anyways. I like him better on TV, and I think
he's
has way more opportunities,
sure.
You know, in general to be out there doing his thing, you know.
And UFC president, someday I think he will.
I definitely could see that. I think him and Dana seem to get along well. I don't think Dana's ever said anything negative about him.
No, and he backed him up almost 1,000% on this, blaming the Nevada State Athletic Commission and Chael himself. But, I mean, you got to... They were very hasty in the Nevada State Athletic Commission when they cut everybody cold turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of talked about this before, but... We should have went through, you should have grandfathered everybody in, said, listen, 6 months from now, you're going to need to be off of this shit. So you're going to need to start, or even a year, you're going to need to be off this shit. So you start taking, you know, whatever you're going to need to get off of this and get your fucking testosterone as much producing on your own as you can.
Yep.
And they didn't take any of the steps. They just said, fuck it, everybody's off.
You're
and
done.
It caused nothing but problems.
Yep. I mean, they could have said that, too, for these type of drugs that are obviously post-cycle drugs to restart your natural.
Yeah.
They could have said there was a window, you know, where you could be take because this stuff isn't really performance enhancing. It's just helping you kickstart your body back from taking, you know, unnatural substances. So there could have been a year where, you know.
Right.
But then it opens the door. I mean, it sounds like the Nevada State Athletic Commission wasn't exactly educated on TRT and necessarily what it is, what it isn't. And they just said, no more.
Well, it was like the Vitor Belfort syndrome. Well, this guy's 1,500. Fuck it for everybody. Yeah. You know what? No TRT. And you go, I'm shutting it down.
Was there any news, by the way, on that whole fight? Is anybody fighting anybody?
No. Everybody's off. So Vanderlei, Chael, Vitor, they're all fucking out. No one's fighting at UFC 175.
Okay, good. Because Vanderlei, I think, will get suspended for at least a year.
Yeah, he's doing nine.
He might be retired.
Year.
He might be done.
He might have just... See, and that's what we talked about, too. When you took TRT away, you're going to retire all these guys anyway. And now they did it on their own.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except for Vanderlei, I don't think he was approved, was he? He was just doing it.
No.
He was just on it.
Right.
Hey, whatever. That's neither here nor there.
Yes.
But you run away, you're guilty as fuck.
I agree. Running
period.
Away.
Period. But I still think it's a good move.
Don't get caught, but get caught running.
Yes.
Versus getting caught.
Yes. Okay. This is now you can get some clean pee or something.
Is that like, baby, it wasn't me.
That's right. Wasn't me.
But I saw you with, hey, wasn't me.
Oop.
I don't know.
Should I move along?
Yes, please.
So I'm going to throw out props to EA Sports for providing us with two copies of EA UFC.
Mine's at home, so. It was great.
What's your initial take on the game?
Okay. So my first thought is this is not the THQ or EA MMA game. So if you're going in hoping it's one or the other, you will be surely disappointed because it's neither. They have done something different here, and they've kind of, in a way, it's very complicated. I'm not sure, you know, how to... My take on the whole game is like, I like some parts of it, I don't like other parts of it, and some parts of it I just don't understand right now. So the main thing being the stamina and endurance system, which I'm not really clear why you have no more energy after you throw five punches, but Yes. Whatever.
Okay, yeah, I follow you. And if you're a heavyweight, it's like 3 punches. Okay. But that's neither here nor there.
Yes. So, I mean, it's a management of resources, apparently. But there is a lot of button combinations. That you can, there's a ridiculous amount of shit you can do with the A button, given, like, all the modifiers, B button, whatever. I like the Ultimate Fighter mode. I was having fun
the
with
career
that.
Mode?
Yeah.
The Create Your Own Fighter, and I'll post my scary pictures of myself.
Your game face?
The game face.
Yes.
Which is kind of close, but I look like some sort of deranged Captain Hook type pirate with these funky ass eyebrows and
yep.
It's all good though. I'm in the game, all right? I'm in the game.
It's EA Sports. It's in
See?
The game.
Exactly.
And I think if you're looking for an arcade simulator, that's not this game. I think it's more of a simulation sports. It's very complicated, I want to say. Mm-hmm. And the submission game is more complicated. I think it's better than THQ's game was, and because it's not like rotating and it doesn't make sense, but it's complicated. There's I think they need to patch it a bit. It's a bit sluggish at times. My game especially has locked up a few times on me, so where it literally froze.
Yeah.
So
is that bad?
Probably. And then I don't know about you, but I wasn't able to play online at this point.
Not yet.
So
well, you said there were like 12 people online.
Yeah.
So.
But I would say that, you know, given that there's nothing else and given that, you know, the overall, is it UFC? I would say definitely yes. They've captured, you know, the whole feeling of the announcers, the fight, the walk-ins,
yeah.
The whole aura of the whole thing. You know, Dana White's on there talking all the time. It's I like that part of it. I feel like maybe they need to work on, what did I say to you before we started? Like, the combat feels weird. Like, when you're ground upon someone, I don't get the sense like I'm smashing the dude to fucking bits, and then but all of a sudden the fight stopped, and I'm like, well, was I beating him that bad? I don't know.
Right.
It doesn't seem like.
It's almost like a delayed reaction sometimes.
Yes.
Where you hit him, and then all of a sudden it's like, wait, I was supposed to be knocked out on that last blow.
Yeah.
Now I am.
Now you are. Yes. So, but I think right now, on first glance, after only about maybe 4 hours with the game or so over the weekend, I would give it a solid 84% out of 100.
That's fair.
I would say. And it's good. It's not great, but it's pretty fucking good. If they patched it a little bit, maybe it could be in the close to 90.
Yeah.
But I think the next one will be much better, which hopefully comes in 2 years, not one.
And no, it's an EA game. They come every year.
I hope not.
And so I'll give you my impressions of it. So I'm playing it the other day. My oldest daughter comes down. She thought I was watching a real fight
yeah.
for about 20 seconds because that's how real it looked.
It looked great.
And then my youngest daughter, who's 9, you know, her and I are playing. And we kind of, we come to a gentleman's agreement as we play because, you know, her and I, we just want to stand and bang it out. Let me bang, bro, all right? So we just want to come together and fucking throw bombs at each other.
How did that go? Stand and bang?
Yep. That's okay. So how we do it at the Griffith house. So, yeah, so we make the agreement. We come together, and then she's like, all right, Dad, we got to back off because we have no stamina.
Okay.
And I'm like, all right, I like where you're going here. Let's back off. Let's re-energize, and then let's come right back together. So the one thing I'd like to see, I'd like the no stamina drain mode.
Oh, we can turn it off?
Yes.
Okay.
Because to me, it's a little too real. I like it.
Do you notice
more
how the guys drop
arcade.
Their hands and you can't block anymore if you run out of juice?
Yeah.
Like, even if you want to, you can't put your hands up. They just stay here. It's
kind
of interesting. So,
yes.
I like that.
It's weird. So, and then the 9-year-old, as you know, I take her down and I'm like, I'm going to throw some elbows into you right now.
How do you
like
do that, by the way? I don't know.
You have to hold both bumper buttons and then the punch button. So, and then you throw the elbows, and then starts pouring blood out, blood out. She's like, oh, it's gross. I can't look. I'm like, just a couple more. But then the faces look so horrifying, especially when you're using the women to fight.
Yeah.
And if you've gone into a 4-round war with Kat Zingano and Ronda Rousey, it got to the point where Ronda looked like a fucking witch because her nice. Face was so deformed. And my daughter didn't even want to look at it, which was pretty cool.
That bad, huh?
But when you look at it from, it's awesome from a training perspective too, because I'm trying to teach her about fighting and understanding, like, okay, like if you were going to get into a fight, not street, but just talking like UFC type of fight, about how you mix up these strikes. Do you
when you're cage fighting.
Do you want to? Yes. When you're going to be a cage fighter. So you want to go high, you want to go mid, and you want to go low. Yep. You want to mix some shit up.
Yep.
And so we test out the different strikes, and I let her go do stuff to my person. Okay, here's the takedown. Now, how am I defending the takedown? But you get to walk through all this stuff. Yeah. So it's really cool from an instructional standpoint. Yes, my daughter's 9. I don't give a shit. I've been letting my daughters watch UFC since they're fucking could walk. 12. I don't care. I run it a little different here.
Okay.
It's all good. But, I mean, overall, it looks good. I just wish I would like to see there's no pride mode. I miss the pride.
Yeah.
I miss the tournament and the stamina. And the one thing a lot of people have been talking about is hitting people after they've been knocked out. I miss that.
You do.
But that's me in the kind of style of game I like to play. I'd like to juice my players up, but NFL.
So you want more arcadey.
Yeah.
And you feel like they want more simulation.
Yes, I like the option. They if you want the realest fucking UFC game you can get,
this is it. Yep.
I like it toned down a little bit.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I need more time. I need more time to... It seems a lot slower, too, than the THQ game. I think the THQ game had more, like, speed to it, where this is more... You know, I don't know. There's a lot of fucking buttons. It's going to take you a while to learn.
It could
everything.
Be frustratingly hard, but once you get the gist of it, I don't know how many hours I got logged, probably anywhere from 6 to 8. Okay. It gets easier.
You got about half that.
It's still trying to figure out, okay, if I'm slipping and you're countering, then it does a lot more damage than if I'm just sitting there and attacking, which is okay. So
overall, what do you think? Go out and buy it or skip it?
You have to buy it. Yeah. I mean...
For sure.
If you like the UFC and you want to fight, you got to fucking buy it.
Yeah. It's a good enough game to spend your money on. I'm sure they'll improve it and the next one will be better. EA is pretty good about that. I feel like this might be like a regular thing. So, Madden 94, this is not, for all of you EA fans, was like one of the greatest games, Madden 92. But it will, I think, in the next EA Sports UFC, like 2, 3, will be like amazing.
That's right. And then as all the fighters hopefully filter in so we get more. I didn't see Thiago Alves, one of my favorite fighters.
Is there really no tournament mode?
I didn't see it, but maybe there is one online because we've only seen everything's not open right now because I don't know if the EA servers are going to be online until probably Tuesday. So.
Okay. Yeah. Go out and buy it. Seriously. Good shit.
Fight people.
Yes.
Go fight, win. Speaking of fighting and win.
Yes.
You know, we're being brought to you by GoDaddy.
GoDaddy.com, our favorite sponsor.
The easiest way to support the show.
Yes.
$1.99.com, MMA199. Go out there.
Use a code.
Spend your $2. Even if you don't want that one, go to our coupon tab and you can.
We have like 20 coupons.
We have about 100.
They all work.
Yes. So half the time. They work. What is that? Works half the time, all the time.
Guaranteed stop till it doesn't.
That's right.
Work till it stops.
So where are we at? We're at some.
Recap.
What did I write? I have squirting all over written down here. Squirting. I guess that was in the blood is ridiculous
in the game?
The UFC game.
Oh, I haven't really seen a lot of blood. I had a couple of wars in the Ultimate Fighter House that went 3 rounds, and then a couple times I went to decision, and I'm like, I lost? What the fuck? But I haven't seen tons of blood. I've seen a lot of cuts.
Oh, I've seen tons of blood.
I don't know how to do the elbows. Now that I know that, though.
Get them down? Cut them up. Yeah. Elbows are very dirty.
I'm taking my guy in the ground game direction with good ground.
See, this is why we're gonna have a war. Cause I always go to stand up. Ingo's always goes to the ground.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna see who can get where.
Yeah.
I just need takedown defense. Fuck all that ground shit and my striking.
I'm going clinch, takedowns, and ground game. So.
Okay. So I need clinch defense.
I gotta avoid the striking.
I need take defense.
My striking is all zero. I'm just going to pretend.
Good. Once you take me down, you're going to submit me.
Takedown.
Instantly.
Yeah.
So, where are you at?
I'll do some recap.
Recap action.
Of the UFC I did not watch, but you watched.
UFC 174. I got scores for us.
Greatest card ever.
Yes. I was 7-4. Ingo was 5-6. Magic 8-Ball was 5-6. So, overall, I'm 85-34. Ingo is 73-46. And the Magic 8-Ball in last place at 65-54.
85. Wow.
So I'll just say this, it was not the best of cards, but it was a card.
It was on pay-per-view.
$60 to semi.
A lot of people upset about having paid money for this card, apparently.
I've read that.
It's quite
not happy.
The snooze fest, apparently.
We had four of the main card fights go to a decision, and then one of them end by a verbal tap because I broke my arm. I broke my arm.
The OSP fight?
Yeah, Ryan Jimmo.
Okay.
Broke his arm, so.
Ouch.
And then a lot of the fights were spent up against the cage, where one guy had his back against the cage, or someone was leaning on him against the cage. So
yeah,
we'll go right to the Arlovski versus Schaub fight. And I'll say it right now. I thought Schaub won the fight. I'm not going to say it was a clear win, because in my book, I have round one as a draw, round two, Schaub, round three, clearly Schaub. And then after the fight, you hear Schaub in the corner, I just beat Andre Arlovski, and bragging and whatnot, and then they announce the decision. Oops! Oops!
No soup for you.
And Schaub, I don't know if he's a fan of the big league chew gum, but motherfuck, he had like a, would you say a grapefruit? You see the picture?
I saw the picture. I'm like, wow, that looks bad. How did that happen?
I don't know. It looked like someone hit him in the face with a baseball bat.
When did that happen?
Sometime, it might have been second or third round.
You think that affected the judging in the fight at all?
It sure looked like they judged damage. Yeah. And he had a nice cut under, I think, his left eye, too.
Okay.
But, you know.
How did Arlovski look? That's my question.
Well, he came in full beast mode. Body hair.
Did he?
Body hair.
Nice.
That's the way to do it. And he was almost 200. I think it was 249 and a half pounds.
Back body hair, too?
Yes.
Like all around?
Yeah.
Just didn't care?
Yes.
Nice.
That's what he needed to do. But he said he was the most nervous for this fight as he was for his first UFC fight 14 years ago. He was more nervous this time than the first time.
Wow. Okay.
And that was why he had a hard time getting his punches off, a little lethargic. He said his knees were shaking out there. Of course, he says he's going to have a better performance the next time. But what else happened in that fight? Oh, Goldberg. Like, Big John was kind of being a fucking twat during this event. And Goldberg called him out. He said, Big John's kind of bossy. Like, telling him all sorts of shit. It was weird. And there was another fight where Big John was getting real saucy.
Was he unhappy about the action? Wanting to get the ball moving? Or?
I forgot what he said. And so at one of the other fights, someone got kicked in the balls, and John was like, no, that didn't even hit you. Come on. Like, what do you... How do you know? You're not that fighter! Just because he wants... I think it was the Woodley fight, when Woodley might have got kicked in the junk.
Okay.
But, I'm going to say next for Arlovski, you might as well just give him Big Nog.
Okay.
Because that could be...
retirement
Big
fight?
Big Nog.
Is Big Nog still fighting?
He's still on the fence, I think. I think Dana wants to push him to retirement, but he still probably wants another fight. And if you're going to do that, you might as well give him someone else that's maybe has a couple years left of fighting.
Okay.
I'd say that. And Schaub, Frank Mir.
Oh, Jesus.
Frank Mir's on a four-fight losing streak, but Schaub likes to be the legend killer, if you will. So why don't you fight another former UFC heavyweight champion?
Sure, why not?
I'm good for that. Moving right along. Bader Cavalcantes.
Ooh.
Bader uses his wrestling to win an uninspired fight.
Yeah.
Until the third round where Cavalcante decides I should have used more of my energy in the first two rounds, but didn't. Made a semi-comeback in the third, but that was another one of those fights where I'm like, yes, Bader fought the smart fight and finally used wrestling instead of just trying to bang it out. Was not impressed, Ingo.
Okay.
Some talk for Bader about his next fight at the presser. Said he was possibly interested in the OSP fight. I think he'll be okay with that. Or if Rumble beats Little Nog, I could say Rumble versus Bader. I like that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Someone's going to get knocked out. Cavalcante, you can give him Jimmy Manawa. Manawa. I'm going light year fast over here.
That's fine. I did not watch this card, so.
I think that was a good move. I think that's a good career move.
Something told me it wasn't required to watch this card.
And then the McDonald versus Dude Wipes.
Oh, geez.
Woodley.
Dude Wipes.
Do you know what the dude? That was on his ass. His big sponsor was Dude Wipes.
What's a dude wipe?
Here's their tagline. If you're still wiping with just toilet paper, you're a chump and your ass hates you for it.
Nice. So they insult their customers?
Yes. It's a good business plan. They're based out of Chicago, too.
Okay. Oh, we should contact them. But that's like the thing now is like the personal wipes. It's becoming bigger and bigger. Even for kids, I've been seeing this shit everywhere. Sure. Apparently, toilet paper is no longer good enough.
It's never been good enough. My ass gets chapped, Ingo. I like to have the flushable wipes. They got to make sure to flushable.
So you got like the one ply over here.
I do have the one ply like toilet paper.
The extra soft shit.
No.
That stuff's good.
I want to make sure it's doing work. I want it to feel like sandpaper.
No.
So when that moist towelette, however you want to say it, the moist wipe hits your ass, it's like fucking velvet.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
What is that, velvet?
It's goddamn luxurious.
Okay.
You should be in luxury. Not while you're wiping, but while you're taking care of what the wipe just did to you from the toilet paper.
Okay.
Gotta make it feel like
your
it
ass
works.
Is burning.
Yeah.
Because you're chafing it.
It's all about work. So, this fight, weird fight. McDonald was the aggressor. He was making Woodley go back the whole fight, using his kicks, controlling the distance, controlling the pace of the fight. Woodley almost looked confused, but I think Woodley was hurt. Because the weird thing, I want to say something's wrong with his right leg, because he kept using the cage almost like a support for his right leg. He kept putting his right foot right at the mat where the cage comes up, almost like it was trying to prop him up. So
okay.
We'll see this coming week what happened with that. And then it was this one. This was the fight where McCarty said, when Tyron got kicked in the balls, he said, "It didn't get you good." What are you talking about? How do you know? And he keeps trying to make him fight, so.
Yeah, you go, Big John.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Maybe he was, like, on his period or something.
Could be.
It could be the full moon, Friday the 13th thing.
There was a very bright moon out that night.
That fucked me up, so.
Someone died that day. I don't know who it was.
Okay.
Maybe it was Casey Kasem.
I don't know.
They just took him off life support. Yeah, he's dead.
Pour some liquor out for you.
Thank you.
Into my throat.
Into my throat hole. I'm going to try that. Hey, God.
Casey Kasem. I remember in college.
Casey Kasem. Yeah. What is it? Top 40?
Yes.
Do you have the opener or do I?
No, I gave it to you.
Ah. Iron Man might be hiding it over here.
It might have fell into your couch cushion. Yeah.
That's a lot of work. So next for McDonald, I think we need to see what happens with the Lawler-Matt Brown fight.
Yep.
Because, you know, all these guys are in range for a title shot. And what McDonald did was impressive against Woodley, but I don't think that's enough to warrant a title shot right now.
Well, what happens if the Brown fight is just boring as shit? Then you got a problem.
Am I doing this backwards again?
No.
I was doing it the right way.
Okay. There you go.
I fucking know how to use a goddamn bottle.
He's a sword. It's just
fucking hard, man.
Yeah,
that's what we need. See, that should be our next investment. Swords,
like real swords.
Yeah, okay. Maybe we should have like a guy that's on call with a sword. You just hold your bottle up, and he chops it off.
You have to have the sound like in that Fruit Ninja game. You know, like
yeah. Sure, I'm down with that.
Until you lose, like, your nose.
he's got to have good aim.
Okay.
Scary. No drinking for that guy.
No.
Keep him fucking safe. All
right.
And then next for Woodley, you can have him fight loser of Brown Lawler or loser of Lombard versus the Stun Gun.
I like it.
And I don't think I ratcheted through any of these slides.
No, but we should definitely talk about sponsors again.
Yeah, go ahead.
DefenseHope.com, or you can go there and enter code MMA Nuts and save 15% off your order. I'm rocking the Defense Hope shirt today.
Kills the worm.
Yes.
Kills Dennis the worm. Rodman.
That's right.
I don't know why they're so racist.
One other thing it does is in the summertime, it doesn't dry out your skin. So if you're out in the sun a lot, you know, you get like the suntan, which I never really get. I've been out in the sun a lot and I don't burn and I don't tan. Something's wrong.
Could be the hip.
I don't know what it is.
The hip makes you immune to the sunlight. It's either that or you have vampire blood.
Yes. That could be vampire. But it doesn't dry out your skin. So, you know, use it often. The bar of soap is excellent. They also have the gel stuff, which you can put in your loofah. Because I know you like the loofah. So.
Damn right. I like it between my thighs and go.
Okay. TMI.
I really like to get up in my ass with that thing.
Perfect. You like stick a rod up
there? Why not? If I'm there, might as well do work.
Make sure it's clean. Defense Soap will definitely handle that. Use code MMA now. It's 15% off.
Yes. Hey, before we get out of all these fights, I want to mention the Demetrius Johnson fight, because I guess
we won. Have no slide four. Didn't cover it.
People were crying. You didn't cover the main event. Yeah, no reason. So during the post-fight press conference, they ask him, Demetrius, during your fight in the fourth round, there was a mass exodus of people from the arena. Did you see that? I just thought that was kind of curious. Why do you think people are leaving during a title fight, Ingo? During the fourth round of the title
fight. Maybe there was an anal gangbang happening in the parking lot?
Could be. Kind of like Boogie Nights, where the guy's, like, the wife is out there fucking in the parking lot. And yes. Everyone's hammering away, and they're all piling around watching.
Yep.
And the guy's got his dick in her ass or something, or his ass in her dick.
Yes.
Yes. Both like lollipops in my mouth, butter in my ass, something like that.
Exactly.
Moving right along. And then Johnson, when he was at the press conference, too, he was talking about, he said, and this may have been the best line of 2014. He said, 125 is a rich, full, and talented division. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's hard to sell it. It seems like it's not selling, and it's hard to sell it. That weight class, the chicks do better than the guys, I think.
Yeah.
If they were to implement that, which is coming soon. I think that
115s.
Yeah. The Ultimate Fighter started soon.
Yeah, that'll be more interesting.
The BJ Penn, Frank, it's not so good. I had to stop watching it. It's been not because of the guys, but just because of the fighters. It's just nobody wants to finish anybody. It's been boring fighting. So we'll see.
I'm not surprised.
I think the chicks will be good this summer. The ladies will bring it home, and you know, they always bring it.
They do.
See some drama.
They do. And well, I think I don't want to say we should get rid of three weight division. But
oh, no.
We shouldn't have 115 men's. We shouldn't have a 125.
Do we have 115s?
No, but they were talking about
it. It's crazy.
I don't. What the fuck do you call that? Pie weight? What is that?
Jockey weight.
Yeah. If you're going to do that, you might as well have fucking jockey fights. You might as well dress them up as little jockeys and fucking get out there. No. When the UFC started, we didn't even have. We got away from 55 for a while, didn't we? It was 170. 185, 205, and fucking heavyweight.
Well, part of it is I think people want to see spectacle. Like, if I want, you want to see big dudes who are athletic going at it. So it's like, you don't want to see these tiny little guys that are, I get it, like, they're technical, they're fast. Johnson's, like, amazingly fast. He's very technical, controls the fight. I mean, he's an excellent martial artist, but I don't think that sells the pay-per-view.
It doesn't.
So...
And I'd like to see what these numbers are going to be. And I think, unfortunately or fortunately, however you want to look at it, I think there's an Arlovsky skew effect. Because I think Arlovsky on the card adds about 50,000 buys.
Probably.
Just to see, holy shit, this guy's coming back. What is he going to do?
I got it at 250, Matt.
I think you're pretty spot on. I think it was 200 without Arlovsky.
Yeah.
So we'll see when those come
low,
out. But
extremely low. 250.
Yeah. I think you need to get rid of 125 and 135 as much as...
Yes.
I'd leave 45.
I like 45. Sir.
I'm okay with that. And especially when you're trying to scroll through the game. We played every fucking weight class. Me and my daughter, we went through each one. Like, these guys look like little fourth graders in there. Like... It's okay. Move right along. Ask the Nuts, Ingo.
Yes, my favorite part of the show.
Anthony Tiger. Considering how dominant Dodson was against Moraga and how equally dominant DJ was against Bagatinov, do you believe that Dodson is the only flyweight who can legitimately contend for the title, and who do you think takes the win in their next fight?
I do. I think he is, and we saw him here in Chicago, and I don't think he had his best showing here, you know, when he fought last time.
So he had him hurt during that fight, but I think... At that time, experience was the issue for him.
Yep. I think he wins the next one. They fight again.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep.
Frank Fleming.
It's fucking cold in here right now. I don't know. Are you cold?
No, I'm awesome. Okay. That's because I drank all that coffee.
Maybe that's it. As soon as that AC
kicks on. Maybe you should put
the
Iron Man mask on. Toughen up a little bit.
Try not to shiver.
It's all good. I can close the vent.
It's all good.
Or you could just suck it up.
I'm sucking it up.
And don't be a bitch.
Thank you.
All right. I'll be here all night. This is Frank Fleming. What was the best time period in the UFC, in your opinion? He says, is it the Liddell era, the Brock era? We'll just stop right there and go, like, what do you think?
I'm a huge Liddell fan. Of course, I'm going to skew that way. But we were talking about this before. I think definitely the Brock era, like when UFC 100 was the pinnacle of MMA as we know it recently.
Yep.
So and all the cards leading up to that, you know, maybe that 6 month, 8 month span prior. I mean, every time Brock fought, I mean, I would be people that I don't even watch MMA. I'm like, oh, that one guy is fighting. You know, some people I talk to randomly, I'm like, you watch MMA? I'm like, no, but I know who that is. And I'm like, wow, okay, he's drawing like crazy people out of the woodworks to come watch him, the spectacle of a man, you know.
Even with a cock tattoo on his chest and all, people were still in.
We don't have that now. I don't think we have that guy who's like, everybody. That's like if The Rock would start doing MMA, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even if he was decent at it, that would draw like ridiculous. I mean, especially how big he is now. Holy shit.
You're going to have to create another weight division just for The Rock.
Yep.
Shit.
I don't think he'd pass a drug test.
It doesn't matter. Well, I think we need to have another division where it's all drugs all the time.
No weight limit?
Yeah, fuck it. Open weight. If you're over 260, whatever. Does it matter at that point?
No.
If you're 260 or 400, come on.
Nope.
And then he asks, also, what does the UFC need to do to bring that excitement back to the sport, besides less shows?
I have an opinion.
Go ahead.
I think that they don't do a good enough job building up the individual fighters and their stories, because I feel like I don't know any of the guys anymore. They're just just a brand of MMA, UFC, where, like, Diaz is on the shelf. I mean, you got these guys out, BJ Penn is close to retirement. Used to have these guys who were like a little bit crazy and just somebody you can get behind and go, that's my guy. You don't have that anymore. And that Chael Sonnen retired, Anderson Silva got everybody. I mean, it's
and
like,
you need a heavyweight or a bigger dude where it generates more interest. Because the only guy that I can think that's close to that now might be the Conor McGregor, but he's in like the tiny weight class and he hasn't done enough to prove, you know, what he thinks about.
Winning the
title.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to win the title.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, really there isn't anybody that's, as you always use the word, polarizing right now. There really is not.
No, the Diaz brothers are on the shelf, and those were, like, your antagonist. Ronda Rousey, kind of, but she's got no competition.
Nope.
And then maybe the Jon Jones, but he needs to fully embrace the heel instead of... Post to Instagram, delete it. Post this, delete it. I lost my phone.
Fuck everybody.
It was somebody else.
Fuck you bitches.
He should just put a picture of his cock up on there and say, suck it.
Yeah. He should go like, the boxing guy who's, what's his face? Mayweather? He should just go all Mayweather on everybody. Just
making it rain.
Just go crazy.
Bitches, I'm loaded. You are not.
Fuck you and your shit. I'm rich.
Yeah,
it's
like Kenny Powers. He should go to the Kenny Powers. He was in the Kenny Powers school. I thought he was the Kenny Powers enforcer in that commercial where, once again, I'll point it out, he does not apply the rear naked choke correctly.
Yes. That's true.
I can't post it. It's copyright.
Sorry.
Anyways.
That's a good commercial.
You can look it up.
YouTube it.
Moving right along. Anthony Lindberg, what will the future of MMA look like?
Unfortunately, I'm feeling like it's a very bland product of corporate marketing. Similar uniforms, and it will be worse than the NFL when it comes to the no fun zone, unfortunately. And maybe somebody like Chael Sonnen taking over the organization might shake things up enough where he can
bring TRT back to fruition.
Something. I mean, Dana's shtick is getting old too. It's like I think he's probably burned out or whatever, but. We need somebody like a Don King type of like crazy personality.
He needs to grow his hair out. Big fucking crazy hair. You don't give a shit about anymore. Yeah. You're going for broke. Maybe he needs to start doing lots and lots of cocaine.
Yeah. Cause I feel
Rick James dead?
I don't know.
I think he is.
Is he?
We should bring him back. Can we bring him back?
Cause don't you think this has a lot to do with the Fox deal? Like the Fox, Fox like sucked the passion out of
the
organization.
Soul. The soul is gone.
Yeah, because they want everything to be bland and even and, you know, consumable by the general public.
Yeah.
Where before, the UFC was edgy and kind of out there and, you know.
We need some more fucking STEM. I'm going to say it right now. When you don't have STEM, you don't have the UFC.
That's true.
And I think STEM is in the video game, aren't they?
I don't know.
But it's Zuffa STEM or something. Okay. I think Zuffa just bought the band.
They might have.
Fucking, yeah. We own you now. Anything that was stub is UFC. Yeah.
Well, they probably sold out. They have no more new songs.
We'll sell out our songs. One and done.
Selling $1 million, sold.
Yeah. Matt Hines, what would be your thoughts on allowing fans to vote on who should fight on a card? What are the pros and cons?
I'm not a fan. Are you?
You don't think?
No.
Why not?
I just don't like it.
You don't like the fans to be matchmakers?
No, because we're stupid.
You'll gauge what's the most interesting fights.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes they make the fights based on what the fans want.
Yeah. Well, maybe you can have an input, but I don't think it should be like set in
stone. You're not going to be the matchmaker, but goddamn, you should have some say.
I want to see BJ Penn fight Cain Velasquez.
Or, well, the other one that's floating out there is the Nick Diaz versus Anderson Silva.
I like it.
I'm in for that.
Yes.
I still think Michael Bisping needs some comeuppance on that fight.
Sure.
How about Michael Bisping versus Nick Diaz versus Anderson Silva?
Three-man fight?
Yeah.
I like it.
Who's going to fight who at that point?
Sold.
I think Bisping just runs around while Anderson and Nick fucking throw down.
Yep.
You just run circles around them.
Or Nick gets pissed because nobody's fighting him.
Yeah.
What? What the fuck? Nobody wants to fight me?
Probably.
This is bullshit. Fucking, you know?
Yes. Kyle is shy at fantasy football. He asks, when am I going to be a special guest on the show?
What makes you... Is he someone special?
He might be special.
Are you special?
Do you like applesauce?
Yes. And your apples?
Yes. Sometimes you have to lube them up. I hear if you have an eye issue that you
put
have
oil in there.
Oil them.
Okay, nice.
Bisping. Gabe Hernandez, why was yesterday's UFC so shit, and how did Dana get away with selling it for $55?
Hard to predict these things, but, you know, something told me the card was not going to be good.
He knew it. I didn't think it. I thought it would be great.
Well, no. I really genuinely, when I was texting you, I was like, this is probably going to be the card of the year, and I'm going to miss it. And then when I read back the thing, I was like, wow, it definitely was not card of the year. Ouch.
But you can never tell. Like, you can't judge a book by its cover. You got to read what the fuck's inside and all that kind of good stuff.
Yes.
Rob Shelley, how much will the ban of TRT and the ban of anti-estrogens to combat it shake up the UFC and its rankings? Well,
it's already happened.
Yeah.
Look it.
Can't go cold turkey. If you're going to make a rule change, then you need to implement it slowly and have a... exit plan for the guys that are on it instead of just fuck it, done.
Yeah,
done.
I'd say Overeem is the one who's in the best shape right now because he had to do it earlier than everyone else, so he's actually able to fight still. Where if he was in that boat of like right now, we'd probably see him on the shelf too. At least he has an opportunity because I think he came off the TRT like a year ago, right? Roughly, give or take some when he almost got busted.
Well, he did get busted, and again, it's one of these things where. I don't know what he got busted for. He ran away from a drug test.
Yes.
But then he took a test, and they gave him some leniency.
Yes.
And I think Dana White said when Vanderlei goes before the board, they're going to ream him and go.
Well, they have
He's going to take it to the fullest extent.
Chael Sonnen ran away, so they can't
do anything. Retired. So he's like, fuck it. What are you going to do, ban me for
I've already been. I've had this dance. I'm not dancing this time.
Yeah.
So.
I'm out.
So Vanderlei gets the brunt of it, unfortunately.
Yeah, he's going to take it for all the guys. He's a team player, though.
Yeah.
Gustavo Ribeiro, with GSP out of the picture and Anderson Silva no longer the king of the middleweight division, what super fights do you guys fantasize could ever happen in the UFC?
Rousey Cyborg.
Yes.
That's what I'm interested in.
And the crazy thing is I think that's the only one that has the realest possibility of happening because you don't have someone who's currently in the UFC. And you can bring someone in. And the problem with all the other super fights it was always a champion versus champion.
Aldo Pettis. Seemed, I like that one, too.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think we'll ever see those because they don't ever want to put champion versus champion because then you're going to destroy one champion.
Yep.
But if you're a man enough, as I'll use the phrase about someone who wanted to get a rematch, Barao.
I think that's happening.
It is. if you're a man enough, you give us a rematch and fight me in Brazil.
Perfect.
Done, whatever.
If you were a man, you would fight me on my terms and
in my country
with my weapons, and you have none.
Yes. Okay.
Take me down.
All right. We'll airlift you the belt or something.
Yes.
It's all good. Yes, Rousey Cyborg is the only one I'm banking on.
I think it will happen, maybe in 2015.
I hope so. We're just running out of women to compete against her. And there's still the rumor of Gina Carano floating around, and they're talking to a lawyer, and Dana said he's a Hollywood lawyer, so he keeps coming back with crazy demands. And then I need 1,000 red Skittles.
Perfect.
I want to eat
them all after the weigh-ins.
Not blue, not green, just red. Okay. Justin Dr. Abon Carter, he's asked the same thing about the best string of USC events. He says around the 160s were the best. We were saying around the 90-ish to 100s, the Brock Lesnar-type area.
Yeah.
Next question. Would you watch this Metamoris card on pay-per-view? Eddie Bravo versus Marcelo Garcia, Jacare versus Damian Maia, and Fabricio Werdum versus Frank Mir.
Yes.
And if so, who wins? Garcia.
I got Bravo.
You're crazy. He says Garcia destroys him all the time when they spar.
Who? Marcelo? Oh, yeah. Marcelo Garcia. Sorry. Garcia.
Okay. Jacare and Maya.
Probably Jacare. And then
Werdum. Yep.
Okay. Which, by the way, I just found this out this week. Comprito is, I don't know if I'm supposed to say anything. He didn't say don't tell anybody. He will be fighting on the next Metamoris. So.
You've been rocking in the free world.
Yes, they're working on that whole.
Are we going to be in the corner supporting the man?
I don't know. It's in LA, so I'm thinking like maybe we can make a trip. I'm not sure. Do like, you know.
That'd be fun.
We'll have to see.
That'd be fun as fuck, so, by the way.
Yeah, to go and just hang with them.
Yeah.
See him.
And we will give the unbiased results of a Metamoris.
Yes.
Because apparently the Gracies don't know how to do that. They're still running.
You're
going to
get
in
a fight with Royce Gracie backstage.
Motherfucker.
Fuck you.
Listen, you're almost 50. You're still going to kick my ass, but there's two of us.
And you're still not doing anything.
Come on.
I'm running.
That's a good move. That may distract him enough so then I can
run.
If
he tries to grab me, I'm going to be running.
Just have a breakaway shirt. So he just grabs his shirt.
It just disintegrates.
And I'll use ninja. I'll use ninja smoke bomb.
It's like those edible panties. It just comes right off. That's the worst invention by ever.
Oh, it's like a fruit roll-up.
You can't even get them on. It's impossible. I mean, not me. I'm talking about...
What are you talking about? I don't know how he's rocking it over there. It's 2014, Ingo.
That's right. It's all good. I wear them on my head.
That's how Iron Man would do it. So.
That's right.
It's all good. He's got a couple more questions. Just two more, and we're out. Who are the fighters that freeze when the big lights are on, in your opinion? And
Michael Bisping.
Yeah, I agree with that. Seems like any time he gets close to sniffing distance of the title shot, he shits the bed.
Yep.
Last question. Justin Dr. Brown Carter. How many nuts could the MMA nuts bust if the MMA nuts were actually nuts?
12. 3?
Oh, I had it right. It was 1 and 2.
Okay. So I don't know how many
12.
Nuts. Walnuts. Walnuts, like...
I have to go backwards, 12.
Okay.
Like nice. Get flashing gang nice. Signs right
Careful.
Now.
Careful. They will come for us. Literally. Okay.
Wait.
What is that?
Back.
The alligator.
Back. That's an alligator duck. I'm a master of hand puppets, Ingo.
I'm not.
I don't know. T-shirt winner. What was up for dibs? We had...
T-shirt winner, chicken dinner. I would say maybe the...
I don't know who gave out questions.
Best UFC card, maybe? Era? Hard to say.
I'm going back through yesterday's UFC shit. Special guest? Nope. Allowing fans to vote on who should fight on a card. Future of MMA. Best time period in the UFC.
I like that one. Best time period.
Consider.
Got me thinking nostalgia.
Fine, done. Frank Fleming.
Didn't he win something?
He
already?
Just won. He can win again.
You're
I don't know
winner.
If you've got an MMAS t-shirt, so you'll have to let us know. If you did, we have another prize closet.
Send you a hat.
We got all sorts of stuff.
We got crazy hats.
So just just DM me or DM us the. I think I have your address. We just.
Did he win a?
Oh, he won the bulletproof prize pack.
Okay, nice. Isn't he from out of the country?
No, okay. He's in the States. So send us your address again. T-shirt size, you either get large or extra large because we're out of the mediums. And let us know if you've already gotten an MNS t-shirt because I don't keep track of who's won them. And if you did, I'll give you some other options. So.
Okay.
Right on. Galley Knowledge.
Watch Game of Thrones. I'm excited. It'll be the best episode ever.
Hope
I'm
so.
Sad because it's the last one, which means no Game of Thrones for like a year.
I know. It came and went so fast.
Yes,
how many
did.
Shows was that?
10. That's all they
That's
give us.
That's fucked
every
up.
Time.
Man, you guys got to put some work in. Put out at least 11. Yeah. They could go do 11, Ingo.
George Martin wants like 12 or 14, he was saying, but apparently HBO wants none of that.
Pussies, come on.
Because he wants to drag it out, even like his books.
Not even close. I saw someone paid $20,000 at auction to get into the next one of the Game of Thrones books.
Yes.
He has some weird name like Dave something or other, Goblad or something. I don't know if they're going to
put you in the books
house
and he'll kill you. He'll kill you. That was the big thing.
Yeah.
I don't know why he was doing that. It seems like, is he hard up for money? I'm not sure.
No, I think it was just a charity event thing. Okay. So he just raised $20,000 from some guy who works at Google.
Got lots of cash.
Yeah, just whipping it around. It's all right.
You can throw it our way.
Take it. That's neither here nor there.
Yes. More hookers and blow for us. Shwing.
That's the only way we do it. Right before the show, lines of coke.
Hookers and
lines
hookers.
Of hookers. And somehow it's like chocolate and peanut butter.
Yes.
And all works out in the end.
It does.
Just like Bulletproof Coffee. Another shout out to Bulletproof Coffee. Thanks for providing us with 70 pounds of coffee before a jam. Not laced with cocaine at all.
No.
At all. That's it.
That's it. That's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Eagle Weigold.
I am Iron Man.
We'll see you next time.
Thanks for playing.